Our driver was David Murray, whose experience includes top-class finishes at Le Mans and the Rolex 24 Hours of Daytona. David is also a PDE instructor. In hindsight, his impressive resume explains why he was able to maintain such a calm demeanor behind the wheel while pushing these cars to the limit. We met David outside in the paddock area where he introduced us to Porsche's flagship, the 911. Now, I was taught to look a person in the eye when shaking hands, but as I shook David's hand, my gaze was fixed on the low, athletic stance and bold, flowing lines of the 911. Every inch of its lapis blue exterior screamed performance. It was interesting to see how the original rear-engine, rear-drive concept and unmistakable shape that debuted over 40 years ago had evolved over time. In fact, now it's available in 9 different variations, including cabriolet, all-wheel drive, and turbo models.
So the first thing you notice when we get in the car is how great the visibility is. You can look around with just a glance and see 360 degrees. The next thing I want you to notice is the interior layout. With just another glance, I can see any of the gauges, and all the controls are within easy reach. Notice how contoured, supportive, and comfortable the seats are. That's very important because one of the most important ways the car gives you feedback is through the seat. With that, let's get started.
As David reached to start the engine, I was reminded that the ignition is on the left in all Porsche vehicles. It's a subtle nod to Porsche's illustrious racing heritage and the running starts of Le Mans. I just sat and listened to the 320 horsepower engine come to life as David's right foot coaxed it from its slumber.
Okay, we're going to enter the straight coming up. Now we can feel the acceleration of the car. Better yet, how it behaves on the next acceleration.
Speed isn't the only impressive feature of the 911, but the way it accelerated was amazing. In an instant, I was pressed back into the seat as the car quickly and smoothly got up to speed.
Yeah, did you feel how that car responded to the input instantly? That's due to the Vario cam. In addition to that, we were able to put the power down early with a lot of traction because of the weights over the rear tires.
A retractable spoiler helps keep the 911 planted to the pavement. Above 75 miles per hour, it raises to create additional downforce. Below 75, it lays flat to preserve the lines of the car.
One of the most important features the car has are the brakes. Here we're going to accelerate down the straight to a tight left turn.
In the turn, I expected to be pinned to the door. Instead, the car stuck to the road, and the aggressively contoured seats held me in place as the scenery slid past the windshield.
Did you feel the quick initial grip of the brakes and how smooth the release was?
The optional sport suspension made it abundantly clear this was no overstuffed luxury car. It gave an extreme feeling of control, but was supple enough to absorb the imperfections found on most roads. The 911 had me dreaming of long driving weekends up the coast. The luggage compartment under the front hood and the additional space created by folding down the rear seats made realizing that dream possible.
Now we're approaching a very fast right and left turn. Here we'll get a chance to see the precision handling of the car. Did you feel how predictable that was? The engine layout, suspension, and stiff chassis work together to create a very enjoyable yet rewarding ride.
David's driving and the car's behavior showed me that the 911 is the perfect blend of exotic high performance and day-to-day drivability.